Hi everyone. I just wanted to pop in here before today's episode to share some important news. So at the beginning of the year, I dramatically reduced the price of the Families Fly Free membership by hundreds of dollars because I wanted to give everyone a chance to be able to get in, to join, and to learn how to fly for free in a simple way and do it at a lower price. But unfortunately, I'm having to bring that reduced price to an end now. The cost to run a membership with such a high level of support, along with the best in technology for our webinars, our content, our forum, and other aspects of membership, continues to rise. And it's super important to me to maintain the highest quality membership. So I wanted to let you know that soon the cost to join Families Fly Free will go back up, ending our temporary, very discounted offer. But I'm giving you, my podcast listeners, advance warning first so you can take advantage while this super low price is still here. And through Friday, May 3rd, I'm throwing in 5,000 Southwest points as a bonus when you join as well. That said, there are limited spots available at this current low price because I want to make sure we can onboard everyone and provide our same amazing support and top level of service. So, if you've been thinking about joining, now would be the time to do it. So, you can lock in at this price and you might as well get some free Southwest points to boot. So it's time to get off your keister and make a decision and do this thing that will change your family's lives. Don't let another day pass without a plan to make more travel memories with your family. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, so I encourage you, take action now, and I hope you will join us in Families Fly Free. You can go to familiesflyfree.com/join. Do you wish you could make more fun vacation memories with your family every year? I'm Lynn Mettler, aka Go-To Travel Gal. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I help you learn to travel more by spending less and explain how easy it is for your entire family to fly free. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Families Fly Free podcast. We are on episode number 35, and I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. So this week, my family is traveling. We are currently in LA, in the Venice Beach area at a Vrbo vacation rental that has an awesome view looking out on Santa Monica and Venice Beach. And that's got plenty of room for my family of four, a full kitchen, washer, dryer, one bedroom, but two queen beds for us, and a big bathroom. But so today's topic has been on my mind because we're traveling. And it's something that really surprised me when we first kind of really ramped up our travels. And so I wanted to share it with you today because as you learn how to fly free, you're probably going to experience the same thing that we did. So I want to prepare you for this and give you some strategies for how to handle it. And what I'm talking about is when people think that you travel too much. And believe me, they are going to think that, and they are going to judge you, and they are going to roll their eyes when you tell them whatever the next trip is that you're taking. Now, this I first started thinking about this here lately because I was on a conference call with an online platform that I use, and we needed to schedule another call. And I said, oh, I'm going to be out of the office for the next 2 weeks traveling. So my colleague who was on with me, you know, she can do the next call with you. And the person leading the call went, wow, like their jaw dropped that someone would travel for 2 weeks. And so my colleague said, oh, well, we're a travel company. And so we do a lot of traveling. And, you know, to us, this is normal. So amongst my team,
we are all constantly traveling. So we're used to that and needing to fill in and see who can work while they're traveling and not, etc. But to other people, this isn't the norm. And even if you've been involved in miles and points for a while, you may feel like this is a little bit more normal because you're in communities and reading blogs and listening to podcasts about free travel and flying free. But I'm here to tell you, most of the world does not know this. You are in a small group. I come across people every single day for whom this is a very novel concept. And it certainly was for me when I discovered it back in 2015. I had no idea that you could collect frequent flyer miles without flying. You know, I've talked about that before, but that was the big eye opener for me. I just thought you had to fly in order to collect frequent flyer miles, because that's what they're called, frequent flyer miles. But once you learn this secret that actually there's all kinds of other ways without even leaving home to collect all your miles and then never have to pay to fly, use them instead to pay for all your flights. Not many people know that. So when we started traveling a lot, I mean, we literally went from taking one car trip a year, and maybe every now and again, my husband and I would take a trip, just the two of us. But it was very, very rare. Travel for us was a very special. We couldn't afford to do it very often, so it was a very big deal when we did travel. We then went from one car trip a year to six flying trips a year, all four of us. And then maybe my husband and I would do one on our own still every year. So that's quite a jump to go from rarely traveling to six times a year. And so the people around you, your family, your friends, That's a big transition, and they're going to, many of them, let's hope some of them think it's amazing that you can travel this much, right? But we definitely have experienced, continue to experience people kind of looking at us and rolling their eyes when they hear us say we're taking another trip. That, where are you going now? You know, is kind of the reaction we get a lot. And so that can be difficult. And I want to give you kind of some skills that I've learned just for life in general that you can apply to this situation. So I'm a fan of Brooke Castillo and the Life Coach School podcast. So it has nothing to do with travel, but it's all about kind of living a better life and how you have control over that with what you're thinking. It's nothing what they call woo-woo or new age or anything like that. It's all, I think, very logical, and it makes complete and utter sense once you, actually it's quite a simple concept once you understand it. But the idea is basically that there are circumstances that happen in life, facts, events, people say things, people do things happen, right? And they're not good, they're not bad, they just are facts, they just are. It's what we think about them that causes what we feel. So basically, there are events, there are thoughts about events, and the thoughts you have are what create your feelings. And then you kind of go down the line. Your feelings create your actions. So if you're feeling bad or down, you're not gonna take a good action, right? And your actions ultimately create the results of your life. I'm going over this very quickly, but I encourage you to give her podcast, especially the earlier ones, a listen if you want to learn more about this concept. But if you apply it to this situation, Brooke talks a lot about just letting people be who they are, because we can't control other people. We can't. If we could, that would be amazing, right? We could make them do everything we wanted, but we can't. People are going to do what they're going to do, and just let them, and you control your thoughts about what they're doing. So if someone has the thought, you travel too much, and a lot of people are going to think you're spending a lot of money on all of this, and that's a crazy way to spend your money, or, you know, they're going to be like, your kids are gone all summer and they think your kids should be doing other things instead of traveling, or, you know, there's going to be a lot of judgments made about what you're doing. when it that's up to you, it's your life, it's your family, you get to choose. But if you can think about what your thoughts are about what these people are saying or doing, so if your thought is, oh, they shouldn't judge me, or who are they to talk? They spend their money on cars, and that's not a good thing to spend your money on. Travel's a much better way to spend your money. If you go down the road of those kind of thoughts, that's going to create negative feelings in you. And we want you to enjoy your travels, not have negative feelings about what other people think about your travels, right? You've worked hard to learn how to master this art of flying free so that you can take your family on all these amazing, we all know, understand the value of travel, right? So we don't need to sell ourselves on it. We know how important it is to us. We know how priceless it is to make these memories with our families that they can take with them for the rest of their lives. The impact this has on our kids and their ability to, you know, have a more open mind and view of the world and different cultures, so they're not living in such a bubble. We know all the amazing reasons to do this. We're not trying to convince anyone else. We're doing it because we choose to do it. So I try to go into a place of empathy when I start to have a negative thought about what someone says or does. So I try to think, can I relate to how they feel? And if you can get yourself there, like, okay, if I was watching a friend of mine go from not travel to traveling a ton and I wasn't traveling a ton, can I understand? Maybe I'd be a little jealous, or maybe I would think that was really weird, or maybe I would think, well, where are they getting the money to do this? So yeah, I can understand where they're coming from. I'd probably feel very similarly. And if you can come at it like that, then you can have more empathy and compassion for how they're feeling, and you can just kind of let it go. Like, oh yeah, I get that, you know. It's not the case, you know. So whatever, they can think whatever they think and move on instead of sitting in a negative tailspin about it. Which is very easy to do. We want to be defensive and automatically prove that the way we're doing things is right, or you know, right for us or whatever. You can just let them have their thoughts, let them say what they say, let them roll their eyes, and then just move on. But I just wanted to talk this through because it is a real thing that you will experience over and over again, and it doesn't seem to get any better when we've been doing it now for 6 years. And we get all range of responses from people, you know, and you know, you can take the tactic, if they're open to it, of explaining to them what you've learned how to do, and turn it into like an exciting conversation of, I know, like, can you imagine like what all this would cost? But I don't know if I've told you, but we have figured out, we've been in this membership program, we've been reading up on, we've been studying, you know, this really easy way to always have miles and points to pay for our flights for our whole family. And, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do this if we hadn't figured this out. You know, do you want me to show you kind of the beginning steps of how to do this, or introduce you to some programs where you can learn some more? And in my membership program, I offer a 50% referral fee for anyone who signs up using your referral link. And so that's a way you could actually build a business by helping others learn how to do this as well. You can introduce them to my program and our simple proven formula of how to do this, and you can walk with them down that path, if they're open to it, of course. There's going to be some people who just don't value travel, or they don't value travel at this stage of their life. And so that's fine. You know, you can try to introduce them and then move on if they don't have any interest. But this is a shorter podcast for today, but it's one that, again, has been top of mind because we get so many comments like this, because again, if you do step back for a minute and think, 6 times a year flying is a lot, and my family has seen and done so many things because we're able to do that 6 times a year, not in a pandemic, of course, but in a regular year. And so my kids have really seen and done a lot. Not everything, of course, but they are well traveled. They have been to big cities, to oceans, to mountains, to Europe. They've seen history, they have hiked the national parks. We're getting ready to go to Disneyland coming up. So stay tuned for the next episode. I'm going to do an update at the state of Disneyland right now and fill you in on that. So that'll be coming next week. And we're staying at the Grand Californian for the first time ever, which I have always wanted to do. I've been in there, but I've never stayed there. So I'm really excited about that. So I'll let you know how that goes. And that hotel, which is a Disneyland hotel, it's kind of the arts and crafts California style. It opens right into Disneyland's California Adventure. So you can just walk right out into the park from the hotel, which I think is really cool. So we've done all manner of things, because of we can save on airfare, and we also save a lot on other travel expenses too. And we share how to do that inside the Families Fly Free membership, all of our best tips. But if you can completely eliminate the cost of airfare, you can put your travel budget toward other things, like staying at the Grand Californian, for example. You can splurge a little bit on things you wouldn't have otherwise because you're trying to penny pinch because airfare can cost so much. So anyway, I hope this gives you some strategies, something to think about when someone makes this comment, when you're starting to up your travel game, and you can kind of be prepared that you can control your thoughts about what they're saying. You can change it from a negative thought to a more neutral thought, or even to a happy thought, like how amazing that we're starting to get these comments. It must mean we really are traveling a lot because people are noticing that we have really changed our lives by taking the time, by investing to learn how to do this so we can save forever. If you invest a little bit up front, say for example, in my membership, you're investing in a lifetime of being able to never have to pay for airfare. And what is that worth to you? So you can change it to a happy thought like that too. And it needs to be something you can believe, and you have to practice thinking that thought because your brain wants to kind of always go back to the protective, defensive, negative thought for survival. And so you have to kind of work new neural pathways and retrain it toward the more positive thought, which I promise is all scientific and all logical. Nothing crazy about that. So go back and listen to some of Brooke's Life Coach School podcast. Again, I recommend more toward the beginning is when I really liked her stuff. And see if you can change your thought patterns and then change the way you feel about it. And then you can continue to take actions that drive better results for you, which is more and more free travel and amazing experiences for your family. So I hope that helps you a little bit this week. We will report in after our Disneyland visit next week and let you know the state of things there. And then today we are off to do the easy hike to the Hollywood sign. So I will see you on next week's podcast. And as always, if this was helpful, we would love it if you would rate and review the podcast and share it with your friends. Have a great rest of your week.
Ready to fly your family free? Come join me inside my Families Fly Free program, where you get my simple step-by-step plan and my personal help so you can make more priceless travel memories with your family before your kids leave home. Visit familiesflyfree.com/join. That's familiesflyfree.com/join to learn more and get started flying free today.